This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
She's absolutely right. I'm not being fair. I'm not trying to make a joke. I'm not trying to make a joke. I'm just trying to be as brutally honest as I can. I'm not being fair. I've only heard negative things. Nothing about him personally. Just negative things on the field. And I want him to be very good on Saturday. I want to feel better about the organization. There's not a lot. I mean, hey, I might like the guys, but I can't tell you there's a ton of trust. I mean, good God, Lima, you and I used to bicker about the draft picks. There's no fight about the draft picks now. Now it's just you're in year six, so you're trying to make up for some of the misses that you had. Like, I'm hoping DeJuan Jones is able to cover for what? For Jed Wills. Like, it's not their fault that JOK had such an unfortunate injury, but now Carson Schwechter has to make up for JOK. MJ Emerson came into this year. It was a toss-up. He had a good year, a really good year. Then he had a not-so-good year. And now he's hurt. Somebody else has to fill that bill. Oh, yeah, Greg Newsom, who we don't think we really want to sign long-term, who's going into year five, who is a first-round pick. Yes, Owen,
I'm sorry. Well, that's what I was going to bring up. It's the quarterback, though. You're going to have to be unfair. There's only one spot for him. It's not a cornerback where you go,
yeah,
we've got two starters, and then, oh, yeah, we can throw him in a nickel spot every once in a while, or we'll rotate him in. You're not rotating these guys in. You have to be unfair to the quarterback.
There is, unless Kevin was... I mean, seriously, unless Kevin were taking over like a youth program, I don't know if there's any quarterback competition that's 100% fair where you're going, we're going to have a combine and every kid's going to throw the ball and we're going to find a kid who can throw the ball. No, you're going to come in with a preconceived notion. Kevin is more conservative. Joe Flacco would fit that. Kenny Pickett, even though he has wheels that I don't think a lot of people talk about, Kenny Pickett would fit that. Shador would actually fit that. Dylan Gabriel, maybe he fits that a little bit. Like, there's no way that Kevin Stefanski, none of it's fair. Kevin Stefanski has a preconceived notion, and we'll have to go with who he believes is actually going to be able to do it. And we're going to be very, very, very critical of him if he picks the wrong guy. I wish I could be fair. It's impossible to do.
Well, and
I can try.
And we've talked about it. We haven't seen him. We have not gotten to see him. The timing has been disastrous for him. And let's face it, Kenny Pickett. I mean, we haven't talked a lot about Kenny Pickett, but presumably we're going to see some Kenny Pickett. But this could be it for his career, right? A guy who's now on is this his third team?
This is number three. Yeah.
And if he doesn't get an opportunity quickly, he'd be on to his fourth team, and then that could be lights out.
Well, he could be a backup for a while, but yeah. It's like... I don't know if the whole Sam Darnold light. I don't know if Sam Darnold's the greatest example ever, but I guess so. Geno. I don't know if the Sam Darnold or Geno Smith light's going off. He has a lot of ground to make up. And I think that a lot of folks, including myself, we all have our own preconceived notions. I'm going, okay, Joe's old, but Joe's a guy that I know that the locker room trusts. And they have a lot of respect for Joe. And, yeah, I'd start the season with Joe. Preconceived notions. Not fair to Dylan Gabriel. Dillon Gabriel could be a savant. Dillon Gabriel could be the next great offensive mind in football. But that doesn't mean I want to put him under center or in shotgun and have him play on the field for me. I want to see something. I know, and it's a weird thing to say because it is out of both sides of your mouth, I'm not being fair to Dillon Gabriel. I don't believe he has a ceiling that Shedeur Sanders does. That said, I want to see him play well on Sunday or Saturday because I think they'll probably roll out, if they get the chance, they'll probably roll out Dillon Gabriel before they would roll out Shedeur Sanders, and that means I want them to be right and me to be wrong on that. Because, God, I don't want to have to sit there and think, no, wait, we wasted our time with that guy. We've wasted our time with some guys, but now it goes back to the same thing I started with. How much trust did I start the season with? Not too terribly much. Not too terribly much. I have 2 second-round picks in a row that started off in a bad way with the Cleveland Browns. I'm hopefully getting that one back with injury. I don't know when the other one's ever going to come back. I think that he's kind of just out of sight, not necessarily out of mind right now, but you can't expect that anytime soon. It's not good. It's not good. And so it's not fair to Dillon Gabriel, but you know, this is where we're at on this. Eric in Florida, you're first up in the Fan. Hello, Eric.
Oh, how you doing?
Doing well, Eric. Go ahead.
Hey, I was calling to say about Shedeur Sanders and Dillon Gabriel.
Go ahead.
It seemed like all offseason, Shedeur Sanders has had to prove it and earn it. Y'all say we ain't being fair to Dillon, but it seems like he's been given every opportunity. Maybe the fan base ain't. But I know a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL that's buried on the depth chart and at home on their couch that can process real well. But at some point, I want to hear, can he ball? And this Saturday, I just feel like he's going to have to prove it. I'm excited to see it.
You know, Daryl has said the same thing, Eric. Thank you very much for the call. He's obviously listening on the Free Odyssey app. He's in Florida. Daryl said the same thing. And don't act like, was it Friday or was it last Monday? Where he's like, they're preparing him as a starter.
Yeah. You keep
seeing
it. And
he said it on his show with Nick Padone on Sunday.
And it seems like the Browns are kind of putting that out there because Albert Breer has said the same thing. So where is this all coming from? How could it be that the one guy delivering, not only now we've seen a preseason game, but even before that, every video we saw from camp, there was one dude who was making special throws, and it was Shedeur Sanders, right?
Yes.
We hadn't seen anything. And again, the injury too. What is it about the stuff in the film room? What is it about him in the classroom that just has him so far ahead of Shedeur?
And I think a lot of fans would go, wait a minute, you're accusing us of not being fair to Dillon Gabriel. You're just handing him the roles that could possibly lead to him having a job while Shedeur Sanders, I've actually seen him on the field. A fan, they've only heard ghost stories, and they're all scary about Dillon Gabriel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.